Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce is Janelle Malone. How are you today, Janelle?
I am doing fantastic, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Glad to have you on the program. Well, you know, we're in the holiday season, but we're going to talk about the future. And Perchville, USA in the Taos, it is coming fast, isn't it?
It is. It might seem a little early, but we are just about a month or two away. Perchville is February 4th through 7th this year. And man, we have just got so many plans coming into place. It's just the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah, things are, you know, I know you start almost the week after Perchville ends the year before, but, you know, things are still coming together. But there's a few things we want to talk about today as we get closer to the date. And one of those is nominations for the Perchville King and Queen this year.
Absolutely. We have Perchville royalty every year, as you know. Last year, we were so fortunate to honor Jolene Grusecki and Tim Haskin, which were just a fantastic king and queen for us. But, you know, their reign is just about ready to end, and we need 2016 Perchville royalty. So we've opened up the king and queen nominations. We're hoping to get nominations in by next week, actually. So I know there's a lot going on with the holidays, but people can stop in by the chamber, or they can visit our website at taos.com and get those applications and nominate someone for king and queen. You know lots of the past king and queens, don't you?
I do, as a matter of fact, many of them, and all great choices. Now, is there anything in particular you look for in a Perchville king or queen?
Absolutely. You know, we recognize them due to their generosity and community spirit, as shown through volunteerism, leadership, and support to the Tawases. Yeah. So, you know, those people who are busy all the time and never have a spare second for anything because they're always giving back to the community and their neighbors, and just making this a better place to live, those are the people that we want to be able to recognize.
Exactly. Now, what do people need to do to nominate somebody?
It's so easy. Again, we have those nomination forms at the chamber, and it's also online at taos.com to download. You just tell us who you think the king and queen should be and why, and give us their phone number and your phone number, and we are good to go. We will do the rest.
All right. Simple as that. And then I know you've got a committee that kind of looks over all the names and decides on who would be a great Perchville king and queen for this year.
Absolutely. We get a lot of people involved in making that decision.
All right. The other thing we want to talk about, because, you know, you're just getting underway on registration for that, and it was such a big success last year. It's back this year. You got the Perchville, Amazing Race coming up.
Yes, the Amazing Perchville Race. Yeah. That's by popular demand. You know, last year was our inaugural year. We actually do the race the Saturday before Perchville. So that's going to be Saturday, January 30th. That's going to be the Amazing Perchville Race. We already have our sponsor. We're thrilled about it. It's Neiman's Family Market, and we are just going to have a ball that Saturday. You know, if you haven't watched the TV show, it's kind of a scavenger hunt challenge situation where you've got room for 20 teams of two people each. It's $15 a person or $30 per team, and we cut it off at 20 teams, and from what I've heard, there are a lot of applications already coming in.
Wow.
So if you're interested in running this race, don't delay. Go on again to taos.com and get an application into us.
Yes, exactly. It sounds like a fun event. But one of the things we have to talk about, I know you probably get it every time you're out, especially when we're getting close to Perchville, is the weather. Right now, things not looking very Perchvillian out there, are they?
Wow, we have really been blessed with a warm winter, haven't we?
Yes, but it's not always, it's kind of a blessing in disguise, maybe.
It is. And, you know, I just want to let everybody tell them not to worry. We will definitely have Perchville. We are coming up with all kinds of great ideas on how to do all the standard Perchville activities if we don't happen to have ice or snow. The only thing that we are probably going to really struggle with is the snow sculptures. Other than that, everything else will still happen. That water is going to be cold. We're going to be doing the polar bear swim one way or another, I tell you what.
Yeah, exactly. So, Perchville, you know what? It's just such a big, fun event. You know what? The weather is secondary. So, we'll hope for some great Perchville-type weather, but if we don't get it, it'll still be a great time.
We'll have such a great weekend. Actually, two weekends, right? Again, January 30th for the Amazing Perchville Race, February 4th through 7th for Perchville. You can find us on Facebook. It's Perchville USA or at taos.com.
Sounds good. Janelle Malone from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce. Janelle, thanks for joining us, and I know we'll talk to you more as we get closer to Perchville USA and the Taoses.
We sure will, Kevin. Thank you so much.